until us a child is born. What child is this who laid to rest? And joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the son of Mary. The last song that we sang, the breaking of bread, how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. When you think of the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't help but think of a baby born. If you've ever had a child born in your family, you know that that process doesn't happen overnight. That baby is in the cooker for 9 months. The gestation period. And then the thrill and the excitement, both the pain, the mixture of pain and pleasure of the mother as she gives birth. And then that newborn child and all its freshness, all that soft skin, the miracle of life and birth. Most of us are familiar with it. I know that my parents, when they wanted us to know about the birds and the bees and the facts of life, they introduced us children to it by taking us. We were in Europe, and I know this film was not allowed in the United States, but in Europe it was shown, and so it was the whole birth of a child. Well, as a young kid, I was scandalized, no doubt. But it brought the fact of how life comes, and a baby is born. The thought that God would humble himself, as we read and heard in Philippians chapter 2, and be born is just incredible, isn't it? Just incredible. But this baby born was very unique, because this baby born was what led to behold the Lamb. This was not just any old another child born to another family. This was God's purposed child to be a Lamb. And so baby born led to behold the Lamb. John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This was the purpose of this baby born. To provide remission of sin, removal of sin once and forever. This baby grew and became a man. A man who breathed out truth, who spoke the word of God. He was the word of God, and he breathed out truth. And we beheld the word. Behold the word. That's who this child became, the living word. We beheld the word in all its glory, in all its beauty. The word became flesh and tabernacled among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That's who this one is. And Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. I am the truth. He breathed out truth. He spoke truth because he was the living word. We go on and we see that Jesus bleached darkness, as it were. You know, bleaching tends to whiten things. When you bleach white sheets stained, it makes them white. Well, he bleached darkness, as it were, and we behold the light. We behold the light. In him was no darkness, no shadow of turning, nothing. He is the light. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it, could not grasp it, could not resist it, could not fight it, could not overcome it, because he is the light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That's who we remember at Christmas time as well. We also know that then as he grew to bear our sins. And in bearing sin, we behold our sacrifice. We behold the one who came to take our place, to become a sacrifice, to take the punishment that we were due. That's who this is. Hebrews 10:12 says, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down at the right hand of God. That verse is amazing because of the time frame it covers. It covers from the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross all the way to the ascension and the seating at the right hand of the Father. The whole transaction of redemption is covered right there. Offered one sacrifice for sin forever, and then whoosh, we're wished right to the seat in glory after the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension took place. But he did it. Our sacrifice. We behold our sacrifice. We also know that this child, this babe grown into a man, was the one who was breaking the bonds of sin and of hell and of death and the power of Satan, as we sang. Breaking bonds, and in breaking bonds, we behold our Redeemer. We behold the one who has the power to do that. That death cannot hold him. He is our Redeemer. Romans 6:14, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. There is no more dominion, no more power, no more authority or bondage to the believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has done that work too. And as he continued to live, he then came to the point of death. And in beating death, we behold our Savior. And we behold our life. One who saved us from death and gave us life. That's why Luke 2:11 that we read in the breaking of bread, for there is born unto you this day in the city of David a Savior. A Savior who is Christ the Lord. John 6:9 says, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion, that's power, or the ability to get to enslave. No longer has dominion over him. We behold our Savior. And then he went on to blot out our transgressions. In his transaction, in his sacrifice, he blotted out our transgressions. And in that we behold our forgiveness. In this Jesus, in the babe grown to a man to die, is the forgiveness. Having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Our forgiveness. We behold in Jesus our forgiveness also. We also see him beckoning, calling sinners to himself. And in beckoning sinners, we behold our lover, the lover of our souls, the one who really woos us and wants us, who desires us and cares for us and has chosen us above all others. He is a lover to every person who would respond to his beckoning. He says, come to me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's a desire to grant us rest in His love. And we know the verse so well, don't we, of His love? For God so loved the world. He loved us that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He loves us. He woos us. He's a lover to us. And we also see that He binds wounds. And in binding wounds, we behold our healer. He truly is a healer. Healer of the hurts, healer of the damage, healer of the wrongs we've sustained, healer of all those negative things that this world inflicts upon us. He is our healer. Jesus is my healer and your healer if you know Him as Savior. Psalm 147:3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Acts 9:34 says, Jesus the Christ heals you. Jesus the Christ heals you. That was said to one who was healed by the Lord. And then in building His church, we behold our cornerstone, the rock, the anchor. It says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. He says, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on Him will by no means be put to shame. Jesus came to build His church and to be the centerpiece, the cornerstone, the one that's the critical piece that holds things together. And that's what Jesus is too. But He also is brandishing power, and in brandishing power, we behold our King. We behold our King because all power and all rule and all authority are His. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, Jesus said in Matthew 28:18. All authority, not partial, but everything. This babe grown to be a man and then ascended on high has all authority, and we can appeal to Him. First Timothy 6:15, He who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. That's Jesus. That's the description of Him. Jesus the Christ, who is He who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's our King. And lastly, Jesus, in being the I Am, we behold our God. He is the I Am. In being the ever I Am, we see that He is God. John 5:58, Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. I am. And so I hope you get a picture of Jesus in a different light than what you've seen. The baby born, and we behold the Lamb. The breathing out truth, we behold the Word. The bleaching of darkness, the beholding the light, the bearing sin, we behold our sacrifice. Breaking bonds, behold our Redeemer. Beating death, we behold our Savior. Blotting out sin, we behold our forgiveness. Binding wounds, we behold our Healer. Beckoning sinners, we behold our Lover. Building His church, we behold our cornerstone. Brandishing power, we behold our King. And being I Am, we behold our God. And so, yes, unto us a Son is given, and He shall save His people. All because He came, we have these things. Hallelujah. What a Savior. What a God. And because He loved you and me. I thought that as we close, and I wanted to make it purposely short, but as we close, what I'd like us to do is, we've never done this before here, but I'd like us all to get down on our knees and worship the Lord Jesus as the shepherds did. as the wise men did, as all those who knew who he really was, that he was not a babe, but he was the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And let's get on our knees and close in a word of prayer. Father God, we as a body get on our knees to bow before you, to acknowledge as those of old the magnificent good news, Emmanuel, God with us. This babe born in a manger is truly the Savior of the world, the Lamb of God to take away sins, the Redeemer, Savior, Healer, Lover of our souls, that he is our King and our God. And so, Father, we just bow and worship and say, receive our worship and our praise. We humble ourselves by getting on our knees to say that we are nothing and he is everything. That there is no price too great to pay to serve our King. We love you. We thank you this Christmas for him again. And we render to you our hearts, our minds, our abilities, all that you might be served by us and that we might not ask you to serve us, but we would be your servants. We thank you for him. We love you. We praise you. And now we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. 1,000 thanksgivings to you for all you have done. Bless our time with our families tomorrow as we celebrate your great gift to us in the giving of gifts to each other and to others. To you be all praise, honor, and glory now in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.